Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
I am so glad that you've tuned in. You are on Love and Happiness. You're on the show where love is talked about, happiness is talked about. And I am your host, Roderick Owensby, coming to you to talk about, I believe, the most important subject that there is, will ever be, love and happiness. Are you searching for love? Are you still searching for love? Are you searching for that right man or that right woman? Or have you been in love and you've been hurt, you've been tore up, you've been disappointed? And I have a question for you. Are you in a relationship right now where you're being robbed of yourself, robbed of who you are, and you're being taken advantage of? I want you to know that you can call in and we can talk about this love thing. Love is so important. The scripture says, for God so loved the world until he gave his only begotten son. He gave all he had. Love is stronger than death. Love is so important. I want you to know that there's a definition for love. The definition for love is a strong or passionate affection for a person. Love is a passionate affection. And when you're affectionate toward someone, you are compelled to give to that person. Every last one of us have been in love, and every last one of us have experienced the challenges of that love, love and happiness. Are you in love? What about Christian love? What about being in love with someone who says, I love the Lord? Now, this is very challenging. What do you do when you're in a spiritual relationship and things go bad? Have you been through divorce? Have you been remarried? I think one of the things in the churches is that there's not enough transparency. There's not enough honesty that all of us, the scripture says, have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us have been wrong. I think that once we stop judging each other, we can better help each other. Don't you think so? I think so. I think if we take our time and we look at our own skeletons in our closets, you know, if you hear something going click, click, that may be your skeletons in your closet. If you're breathing, you got some skeletons. I think once people stop judging and pointing the finger, if you would read the whole chapter of Isaiah 58, it talks about the fast that God has chosen. Most of us understand fasting is doing without food for a period of time. I want to read that to you. And I want to let all of you know that you are so welcome to call in. And you can call in with your questions. You can call in with your comments. You can feel free. This show is a ministry. Love and happiness is something that I was inspired to do. And on this blog talk radio show, I want every one of you that is listening to me, Roderick Owensby is a fair man. I love to listen. I love to counsel. I believe that I've been inspired to counsel millions of people. And this is, I've been doing this for 31 years, and I love listening to people. So feel free to call me, call in to the show, and talk to me about your love situation. The number to call is 1-347-989-1463. Write it down. Call in. We'll be here for an hour. 1-347-989-1463. I look forward to talking to you. Last night, we had several callers. I really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much. But I want to talk about this love. But first of all, as I was saying, that judging one another. Have you been judged by your family members? Sometimes family members can hurt you more than strangers. Have you been torn between your family and your husband or your wife? Do you not know that families have been broken up because of a sibling marrying somebody that they didn't like? Call in. Many issues. If you've been hurt, if you're experiencing pain from your childhood, you know, there's a lot of people who, male and female, that have been molested, that have been abused by a relative or by someone that they trusted. Call in. Feel free. I want to bring healing to you. You know, the scripture says, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed, that you may be healed. Think about it. When you admit that you're wrong, when you admit that it's your fault, healing comes automatically. Hyssop comes. It's like an ointment. When you can say, it's my fault, it's my mistake, I was wrong, I lied, brings healing. Now, as I said earlier, that fasting is spoken of, and most people know about fasting, and they think of fasting as doing without food. But I want to show you another fast. This is most interesting. I want to talk to you about this fast. This is a type of fast that will bring such a supernatural healing. It doesn't involve not eating food. It doesn't involve not drinking water for a period of time. I want to go to this, and I want to show you something. It's in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6. Notice this. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, and verse 6. Excuse me. Isaiah 58, chapter, verse 6. Listen to this type of fast. It has to do with love. Verse 6 says, is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. Number one. Number two. To undo the heavy burdens. Number three. And to let the oppressed go free. Number four. And that ye destroy or break every yoke. Listen to this again. This is a fast. Has nothing to do with not eating food. For many people think they are spiritual because they go to church. I love that. There's nothing wrong with that. But let me show you what would really bring healing. Is not this the fast that I've chosen? To loose, number one, to loose the bands of wickedness. Number two, to undo the heavy burdens. Look at number one, to loose the bands of wickedness. That means to try to live and to treat everyone the way you want to be treated. Number two, to undo the heavy burdens, to undo. When you confess your faults, when you confess your failures in relationships, say in a marriage, if a husband has so much pride that you can't say that I'm wrong to your wife, you can never heal her. Vice versa, if a wife has too much pride to say, baby, I'm wrong, you can't bring healing So in relationship, the reason love sometimes is squeezed out of that relationship is because pride is there. So when you say I'm wrong, I did wrong, then it's going to bring healing. Look at the third realm of fasting. After you undo the heavy burdens of someone else by being honest and to let the oppressed go free. Look at that. When you forgive someone that has hurt you, you know, a lot of men and women hold grudges against past relationships. And then they wonder why men and women, they get into another relationship and they have the same issues. That's because there was no healing in the past relationship or past marriage. So in order to bring healing, there must be a confession to each other. Now, you can't confess to everybody because some people, when you tell them about your weaknesses, they exploit it to other people. So you have to use wisdom when you confess. So I'm talking about two persons that are involved in a relationship. Now, notice this, and it says, and that ye break every yoke. You know, it's like a yoke around somebody's neck when you hold unforgiveness in relationship and when you hold a grudge. It's like putting a person in chains, bondage. Are you that person that feels like every relationship that you get in, it seems like it never works? I want to talk to those people today. Love and happiness, how to achieve it. First of all, you can never achieve love and happiness from without. You can never achieve love and happiness from without. Love and happiness only is achieved from within oneself. Only when you accept you. Only when you love you. You'd be surprised how many people that will say, I love God. I love God. But hate people. This is impossible. Because God is love. Come on now. God is love. So how can you love God and hate your neighbor, hate your brother, or hate your ex? A lot of exes out there. You know what people do in relationships? I counsel so many people that hold on to past hurts. And last night we were talking about the blame game. The blame game has been blown up, you know, even in reality TV. You know, the blame game has just blown out of proportion. You see, happily married couples, and you know this, once they get a reality TV show, it seems like something happens to their relationship. You know why? Because they let everybody in. They let everybody on the inside, and then people come with their own opinions. People come with their own hurts from past relationships. The worst person you could be around is a hurt and bitter person from a past relationship, and then get counsel from that person. You know, and that's a dangerous thing, because if you want a happy relationship, number one, you have to keep unhappy people out of it. If you want a happy relationship, you have to keep unhappy people out of your relationship. You have to ask yourself, who is my company? Who do I hang around? What kind of conversation am I involved in? What kind of friends do I have? How are their relationships? You know, concerning in this day and time, there's all types of relationships. There's relationships that are alternative, I call them, challenging relationships. So we have a whole new era that's coming out. Now, firmly, I'm a man that believes the principle of the Word of God. However, I would love to talk to anyone concerning love and happiness. 1-347 989-1463. You are on Love and Happiness, and I'm your host, Roderick Owens B. I want you to stay tuned. I want you to hear just a portion. I'm going to be playing you portions of conferences and meetings that I've had, just little snippets of things that I've taught and that I do teach. It's going to bless you. Stay tuned and listen to this, and I'll be right back. Love and Happiness.
Listen, there is only one way to the next level in your life. If you want to be successful, you must do something, and that is, you must be willing to look into the chapters of your life. Because when you begin to look at your past, you will discover a pattern of defeat. Success will come when you admit that you are not who you thought you were. Now, what you must do now is get up and stop living a lie. You know why people are not successful today? They can't accept that they are not really being honest with themselves.
Love and Happiness. I'm your host, Roderick Owensby. We're talking about challenges in relationships. We're talking about forgiveness in relationships. And we're even talking about infidelity. What is cheating? Is cheating only when a man or woman goes out and have an affair? Was that the beginning of cheating? You know, we got shows on television about cheating, people getting caught cheating. Well, look at that for 1 second. They get caught. Cheating does not start with a partner going out and sleeping with someone. It didn't start there. And most people never see the beginning or the seed of infidelity. They never see the seed of infidelity. They never see it. It's behind closed doors. It's behind the four walls of the home. And most people never see it. We only see it, and we call that cheating. We only see it when it's in the manifestation of it, the birthing of it, the revealing of it, getting caught. I know what it is to be unfaithful. I know what it is to go through divorce. I know what that is. But infidelity, cheating, never starts with getting caught. It starts in a dark room. It starts, it's like a picture. It's made in a dark room. And when it's complete, it's revealed in light. So we get the understanding of it. And did you hear about brother so-and-so? He cheated on his wife. Did you hear about sister so-and-so? You know, it used to be that we only talked about the man when he cheated. If the man is cheating with a woman, then the woman is cheating. And we never hear about it. Is it wrong? Of course it is. Of course it is. But on this show, you will hear transparency, honesty. Now, only real people that really wants change are going to call in. When you call in, you're calling in for healing. You're calling in for miracles. And when you call in, be honest. And I have some counsel for you. You know, I would never want to walk with any person that has never made a mistake. I would never want to be friends with someone who does not know what it is to fail. Because do you know, my friends, what failure is? Failure is success in its infancy. Failure is success in its adolescence, in its trial, in its testing. When you see a successful person, that person has made many mistakes and that person has failed in many areas. So we glory in success. We glory in someone when they are on top of the mountain. But during the time when that person was being made, many mistakes were made. So most of the time, people want to hang around the person that looks like he or her is on top of the mountain. People don't ever want to be with a person in their trial or in their testing or in their failures. And when someone that is in the spotlight makes a mistake, all of the other people that have made many mistakes similar or the same join together like ants on candy. And they rally together and they poke and talk about this person who have fallen. But let's be honest. The only way you can identify another person's failure is to have failed yourself. Think about it. The only way that you can identify with someone else's failures or mistakes, or sins, is to have made similar or the same yourself. There was a woman in the scripture that was caught in adultery. Look at that, caught. She got caught. And the men and the people brought that woman. Can you hear the people? Hey, we've caught this woman in sin. She's committed adultery. And Moses said in the law, notice that, law. Moses said in the law, stone her, kill her, knock her out, hit her with a club or something, stone her. Now, why did they want to kill this woman? Because they wanted justice, listen closely, for their own mistakes. They literally wanted this woman to pay for their own mistakes. Think about that. Here's this woman was caught in adultery. They did not bring her partner. They did not bring the man or whoever she was with. But they was ready, the elders, the Christians. Now don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being a Christian. There's nothing wrong. But get it right. Being a Christian means to be Christ-like. It means to love. And here they are, the elders of the city, ready to stone this woman. And Jesus simply wrote on the ground. And then he arose and he said, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Cast the first stone. Go ahead, kill her. And you know what the scripture says? That the eldest to the least, I believe they dropped their stones and left. They dropped their stones and left. And you know what happened? Think about this. Then Jesus looked at the woman, the accused woman, the allegedly accused woman of this gross sin. She was called an adulteress. And at that time, she might have been a woman, a streetwalker, if you will. Her reputation preceded her. She was known for sleeping with men, married men. You know, you got places where married men go, all types of men. And Jesus said to her, he said, "Where are your accusers?" And she looked up. She had her head down. I imagine she was in tears. She knew her lifestyle. She knew how she lived. And the Messiah said to her, "Where are your accusers?" And she said, "I have none." And he said, "Go and sin no more." He didn't justify her failure, her sin, her lifestyle. He didn't justify her. But he said, "Go and sin no more." And now watch this. Are you judging somebody that have done the same thing that you've done? Quit it. Quit it. Love and happiness comes when you are honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself about your relationship, I guarantee you that healing will come. I promise you. If you're hurting from the past, I got an email from a young lady. And she said, "Roderick, I'm bitter. I'm hurting. I'm still in love with my ex. How can I get over this? I love this question. I'm bitter." Let me say to you, bitter is spelled B-I-T-T-E-R. B-I-T-T-E-R, bitter. I said to her, take the I out of bitter and put the E in it. It is pronounced better. I said, when you remove yourself from a situation, when you remove yourself from the hurt and the pain of past relationships, when you remove yourself from being molested, when you remove yourself from being molested, whether it's a boy being molested by a boy or girl, by a girl or vice versa, or by a relative, when you remove yourself, you've came of age. You've made many failures yourself. When you remove yourself, yes, this person was wrong. Yes, there's wrong. You were wronged. But watch this. When you take the I out of it, and put the E in place of it, E, everything becomes new. Everything becomes new. When you take I out of bitter and put the A in place of I, everything in your life changes. Everything. I want to take you to, and while you are getting ready to call in, 1-347-989-1463. This show is for people who are ready to become new. This show is for people who's ready to live again. Live again. Be happy again. Love again. I want to help you achieve love and happiness. It's not going to be easy. But if you work with me, I'll work with you. This is Roderick. I want you to hear this. This is in another conference that I was speaking in. This is about Superwoman. Listen to this.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it, and it happens.
We would like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast of Living Life World Ministries. Get ready for a supernatural breakthrough and invasion of God's love. And now the Word of God, given straight from God to the Apostle of Living Life World Ministries, Roderick Owensby.
You know you've been Superwoman. Come on. When this daughter came to us, she was like a stray cat. Oh! Turn back on the weekend, Jack! good. She still said that. Apostle, what did you think? Nothing. So we play strong.
Right.
Come on, I'm praying for you. I'm okay.
Right.
I want you to survive tomorrow one time. I say, God bless you. I'm already blessed. I said, give me $1,000. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. I write me a check then.
Oh, my God.
How you know God bless you? I'm blessed. Oh, hallelujah. It don't matter to me, because if God bless you, it's the same thing as hallelujah. And you know what I thought is, ladies? Stop trying to be superwoman.
That's right.
Stop trying to be strong. Sometimes you need to be a little disobedient, little bit. Look, I know my wife can open up the car door, but I opened it up because she's my lady.
Right.
Yes, yes, yes. Think about it. Think about it for a moment. Think about it for a moment. How many of us try to be superwoman? How many women is so busy trying to be superwoman until you fail to understand one simple thing? In relationships, there are no superwoman and there's no superman. Think about it. Call in 1-347-989-1463. Love and happiness. And I'm your host, Roderick Owensby. If you would like to email me your comments or your questions, this is only our second time on the air on this talk show. And we're going to keep and continue to build this and build this. And I believe that this show will be a healing force for men and women of all walks of life, young ladies and young men of all walks of life, regardless of what type of life you're in. I want to talk to you. Send me your comments or questions to info@RoderickOwensby.com. That's info@RoderickOwensby.com. Send it to me. You can also visit me on my website, www.RoderickOwensby.com. And when you email me to info@RoderickOwensby.com, send me your questions. Send me your comments. I want to touch your life. I want to speak to you, because I'm going to be honest. On this show, we're going to get a dialogue between people talking. If your relationship is at the point of breakup, then this may be your last hope. It just may be. I'm not saying it is, but it just might be something that God has designed to be here for you. No gimmicks. I don't play. I love to talk to people. Love and happiness. You know, lust can never bring happiness. Lust. You know, lust will never bring happiness. What is lust? It's a passionate. If you notice, love involves passion. But watch this. Love is a passionate over, it's an overmastering desire. It's a sexual desire or appetite. It's lust. Lust says, I have to have it at any cost. Lust says, I don't care who I hurt, who I offend. Have you been there? I have. Ooh, yes, I have. Lust. Look at that. L-U-S-T. Lust. You take the L off of lust and take the T. L is at the beginning. T is at the end. You have us. Love only looks at what's in front of you. But the us include a lot of people. Do you not know you can't hurt one person without hurting many? Even as you can't influence one person without influencing many. So when lust is involved, it's a strong sexual desire to have. It's an appetite. I've got to have it. You know, you can lust for food. And you know how it is when you want to eat your favorite food, when you want to eat your favorite dish. So there's a physical lust there. You got to have it. If you want some ice cream, you got to have it. If you want some chocolate, and that's one of my weaknesses, chocolate. If you want it, you got to have it. See? But there are other things you can lust for that can hurt people. It is so easy to judge others. But when we look at ourselves, imagine a world when everyone stops and look at themselves before they judge. Imagine that for one second. Imagine that for one second. Love and happiness. Love is a strong desire. And, you know, I was reading the other day the Song of Solomon. Solomon, apparently, you know, he was a lover. And he was a luster also. Solomon wanted more than he can chew. Solomon had a lot of women around him, a lot of concubines around him. He was a busy king. He was a busy king. But you know what Solomon said when he finally learned of these idols? He said, all is vanity. Now, here's a man that lived in a palace of gold. Here's a man that could command armies. Here's a man that built cities. Here's a man that didn't want for women. He didn't have to worry. Whoever he wanted, he could get. His father was like that, David. David wanted a woman, and he had a man killed. That's lust, just to have this woman. Lust is very dangerous. Very dangerous, and it will bring hurt. It will bring failure. So in this war that we have between man and woman, everyone has experienced betrayal in relationships. The question is, how do we deal with it emotionally? Think about that. Everybody has experienced betrayal. Everybody has cried because of betrayal. The question becomes, how must I deal with this? Do you not know people hold on to past hurts in relationships for years? Years. Imagine that. Imagine a sore that refused to be healed. A sore that refused to heal. Spiritually, it's like that. Are you suffering from a long past hurt? You know, the statement, my first love, I never agreed with that. You know why? Here's why. And I used to wonder, why am I so different? Why am I so strange? Why do I disagree with what most people around me were saying? It's because there's a gift in me that I want to share with the world and that I'm sharing with the world. And that gift is, it is a childlike faith. And I look at things from a perspective of honesty. You can hold on to a pain so long until you can become one with that pain. And that pain becomes your friend. And that pain will look for a date for you. And you think you found somebody that's going to treat you better than the last person. And that pain will lead you into another relationship. And it may start off nice. But then that pain that you've been carrying around will show up in that relationship. And then you got to remember about pain. Pain loves to pain. Or maybe you're dealing with fear. And that fear will, you will become one with that fear. You know, Job said, the thing that I fear the most has come upon me. Think about that. Job, and you know about the story of Job. He had many children, and his children died. He was a rich man in a place called Uz, and he had everything he wanted in need. And one day, I don't know whether it was 1 hour, but I know at least in one day he lost everything. Job said, "Is not my help within me?" And Job also said, "The thing that I fear the most has come upon me." How many ladies in fear have the fear of, and you may have said, "I'll never find a good man. I'll never have a happy relationship." Well, if you have said that, you need to renounce that. Because when you say it, you put a law into motion. And that law will come to pass. I want to help you. I want to help you. If fear is leading your life, fear will lead you into another bad relationship. All of us have experienced pain, hurt, cheated on. As I said, the question becomes, how will you deal with it emotionally? Do we blame our partners? Do we blame someone else? Do we blame our wives, our husbands, our friends? Or do we blame ourselves? The war between the sexes continues. Let's keep talking about the challenges of love and happiness. I want to let you hear a song that I wrote to my wife, Katrina. So in love with this girl, this woman. And I want to let you know that if you keep hurt inside of you, it will continue to haunt you down and destroy you. If you keep it inside you, it will literally destroy you. So what you have to do, you have to get rid of it. You have to leave it alone. Because it will destroy you. It will keep you in the same situation time after time, time after time. A lady wrote to me one time and she said, "Every man I meet turns out to be the same." And then she began to say that she went to the same sex. Watch this now. She started being involved with another woman, woman to woman. Then the woman said to me, "This woman betrayed me also." Now think about that for a moment. Think about that. I'm not here to condemn anyone. I won't do that. But let us remember this. If we're going to be in love, we have to love ourselves first. And when that love is complete in you, then you can complete someone else. I was looking for this song. I'll have this song for you next time. I was looking for it. And I thought I had it. But I wrote my wife a song called "What We Have Is Us." What we have is us. And the song, and when I wrote it, and I wrote it some time ago. As a matter of fact, I wrote it before actually I met her. But it fits us. It fits us. And the song says, "You have me and I have you. And you've made all of my dreams come true. We didn't have much of that material stuff, but what we have is us." That explains me and Katrina's relationship. What we have is us. And I told someone, you cannot build a relationship on what you disagree on. That is the problem with relationships. If you didn't have any disagreement, you wouldn't be good for each other. Because somebody has to balance somebody else. You build a relationship not on what you disagree, but watch this. Hear this. You build your relationship on what you can agree on. My God, if you spend your time fussing and arguing about what you don't agree on, you'll never see what you do agree on. The positive with the negative. You know, if you look inside of a car, you have two wires to the battery. The battery keeps the alternator charged, and the alternator keeps the battery charged. So the battery and the alternator works together. They go hand in hand, and it's like a belt that keeps it turning, and then the alternator helps keep the transmission, and it works together. But when you look at a battery, you got a wire called, it's the negative. And then you have another wire, it's the positive. You need the negative, and you need the positive. Why? This is relationships. The negative keeps the positive positive. Believe it or not, it's like lifting weights. I used to play football, and we lifted weights. We kept lifting and lifting and lifting and building our muscles. Why? So when we got out on the football field, we would be able to handle the negative force that comes against us, whether we were blocking, running the ball, quarterback, or tackling, or catching the ball. We had to keep ourselves in top physical shape in order to handle the game. Listen to me closely. Are you in top spiritual shape to handle a relationship? Always normal for everyone to want someone else. There's a song that says, it's so good loving somebody when somebody loves you back. In this love challenge, humans, everyone seeks to be loved. Animals seek to be loved. Love is a part of your nature. But I promise you this. In my 31 years of experience, what I've learned is this. When you love you, you become a better person to love and be loved. But the challenge is, how can I find somebody to love me back? It's four letters. P-R-A-Y. You got to pray. My friend, you got to pray. Watch this. Hear me close. Prayer is not for God. It's to God, but prayer is for you. Think about it. When you pray, you must understand. You pray until you get a witness, the answer. You pray until heaven is satisfied to give you what you're asking. I want you to write that down. You pray until heaven is satisfied to give you the answer. Now watch this. Most of us pray until we are satisfied. And flesh says, that's enough. And then we go out. The young lady goes out and she presents herself. And she looks attractive. Hopefully she'll be a good catch. She go to the bar or she go to church, wherever. But listen to me. Until heaven is satisfied, you're going to run into the same issue. I want to help you through experience. Love and happiness. Love and happiness. Do you want it? Or are you through with it? If you say, I'm through with love, then you have ceased to live. You have ceased to live. Take out the blame game. Stop blaming the other person and examine yourself. You know, I saw a show the other day and a woman had a checklist of what she wanted in a man. She had a checklist. I think there were about 7 or 8 things she wanted out of the man. And she had a young lady who was helping her find the right or Mr. Right. I wish I was involved in that because she had a checklist of what she wanted. But she never spoke about what she would present to the relationship. Vice versa. A man that has a checklist for what he wants in a woman. But what are you going to bring to that woman? We're careful about everything else but love. Think about it. We're careful about any other situation but love. And you got your checklist, huh? She has hers. And the man has his. But each person got to ask themselves, what am I going to bring in the relationship that will cause the relationship to be, number one, healthy? And then you get the pleasure and the satisfaction. Healthy. Healthy relationship. All of us want to be physically healthy, but we have to be spiritually healthy. Spiritually healthy. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. You can call in 1-347-989-1463. 347-989-1463. Listen to this.
Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now notice Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And whosoever loveth it will eat the fruit thereof. Love what? The fruit of death or life. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, I have located it. It's in your brain. Somebody shout hallelujah. With your dirty self. Sin is the wisdom to know how to do good and evil at the same time. And then act safe. You shall say. You give like you say.
Love and happiness.
Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back.
I hope you enjoyed that. I just had to play that again. That was a memorable time in a conference. And I was dealing with love, and love is a spirit. You know, love is a spirit. And faith is a fruit. Love is a fruit. And faith works by love. You know, faith is when you believe something. When you believe something that doesn't appear, faith says it's there. When you believe in a good, healthy relationship, faith says it's there. Okay? You believe for a great job. You believe for a great home. You believe for a great family. a great career or business, faith says it's there. Now watch this. But faith works by love. So love is a spirit. Get it now. Love is a spirit. You know, now, listen, nowadays, lust has replaced love. Lust has replaced love. But love is coming back. And my job is to make sure that everyone that listens to me understand love will cost you, watch this, you. It will cost you, you. In order to love, you have to sacrifice it. And you have to make sure that, number one, you're willing to give what you expect to have in a relationship. If you want someone that's true and someone that's honest, then you have to be true and honest. Or you're going to bump your head every time. I've bumped my head a few times. Oh, yes. I remember bumping my head in relationships. And I want to help you not get so many knots on your head. See, pride will make you stay in something and try to prove something. But love and happiness will only come when you are willing to sacrifice. Listen, when you're willing to sacrifice your pride and your arrogance in relationships, and stop listening to those old fables by other people who have been hurt in relationships, and then they'll try to warn you of the same and give you some fables of how to have a good relationship. Love and happiness comes when you love God first, because he's love. And when you get his wisdom, hear me, wisdom is a principle thing. It's a principle. But when you get it, I promise you, you will be happy. You will be happy. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow night at 10. Tell a friend. Tell a friend about love and happiness. Tell them there's a different kind of show. And bring your friend in. And I want to talk to every one of you. Write this number down again, 1-347-989-1463. I can't wait to see you through my spiritual eyes as I talk to you. Remember this, everyone has experienced betrayal in relationships. The question is, how do we deal with it emotionally? Do we blame our partners? Do we blame our husbands or our wives? Or do we blame ourselves? The war between the sexes continue. Let's continue to talk about the challenges of love and happiness. I'm your host, Roderick Owensby. I'll see you, and I'll see you with my spiritual eyes, but I'll be back here tomorrow at 10 p.m. This is Roderick Owensby saying, I love you. Love and happiness. We can achieve it.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right.